In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In this blessed Sunday, we know it's known after the man born blind, and it is usually, as we all know it, as Hadd al-Tanasir, because the baptism gave us the enlightenment. And of course, here we can see this confrontation between the Pharisees, who were spiritually blind, and the man who was physically blind, but he was never spiritually unable. And we see that in one of the arguments, they said to him, "You were completely born in sins, and are you teaching us?" Part of their spiritual blindness was because they were unteachable. They are not willing to learn. And they found it's a big deal. Who are you to tell us anything? When the man started to argue in favor of that, the man who healed me, actually, he didn't do anything wrong. There is something common among those who are willing to learn. And this is part of our way to keep ourselves always able to see. Spiritual blindness is a choice. We choose this when we reject, like the Pharisees, to be taught, or to review what we think, or we have in our minds that that's it. We know what is right, and no one can tell us to change or to rethink about our convictions. What is in common? Let us go and see what is in common among those who are willing to learn, something for our benefit to look at and to try to abide to. Firstly, those who are willing to learn, they do not despise any source of teaching. Nothing is too little, or something I think that you are not up to telling me something new. At the time of Old Testament, the women had no dignity. Unfortunately, they were dealt with as something, not as human beings who have equal rights. David was a man where God appointed to become a king. At a certain time in his life, he decided for a certain reason to go after a man called Nabal and kill him. The wife of this Nabal, his name was Abigail, she was a wise woman. She came and she met him in the way. And she told him in a very decent way that it is not fit for him to avenge for himself. It was an admonition that a man in his time wouldn't take it easily from a woman. But David was spiritually able. His eyes were open, and that's why he was willing to learn from her message. He got what she said, and he abided to it, and he changed his mind and didn't go after Nabal anymore. We read also in the New Testament about a man called Apollos. The scripture says about him that he was an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures. It's a great testimony to be said about any human being, eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures. Yet he was not able to differentiate between the baptism of John the Baptist and the baptism of the Lord the Christ. And then this man, he was corrected by two tent makers, Priscilla and Aquila. Those people were simple. But they knew the truth, and they came to him and said to him, "You know, you are missing something in your teaching." He was willing to learn, and that's why he accepted from them the correction. King Solomon says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise." Up to this, up to looking to the ants and learning from them. If I want to learn, I wouldn't despise any source of teaching. Those who are willing to learn also, they yield to reason. They think about it, and then, yes, maybe this is right. The man born blind, he used the reason to argue against the Pharisees, and he said, "Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." This is a very reasonable argument. The Pharisees didn't like it because they're spiritually blind and they are not willing to think about it. And we can see this happen Even sometimes we do the same. I made up my mind about something, and even reason is not enough to convince me to think otherwise. Look at the example of Naaman the Syrian. This man, he was the captain of the army of Aram, and he was leper. He went to Israel to meet Elisha. Elisha didn't go out to meet him, just give him a message. Go and wash in the Jordan River 7 times. He didn't like this. He said that I traveled all the way to come here to meet with this man, and he doesn't want to come out and meet me. But look at Naaman and how he was willing to learn. We read what happened, that his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean?" His servant reasoned with him, "Why are you offended? You came here to listen to whatever the man is saying to you. So we are here already. Just do whatever he asked you." And Naaman, he was a reasonable man. His eyes were open, and that's why he did it, and he got healed. Those who are willing to learn, they yield to reason. They think about it. They give themselves the chance to reconsider what they think. Those who are willing to learn also, they are willing to listen. Listening is a virtue. The Pharisees actually started the discussion with a conclusion. They came to the man, "Give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner. So what are you debating about then?" If you start the argument with a conclusion, this man is evil. So what you are going to reach out of it? We sometimes start arguments with already our minds set. We start the argument with a conclusion. And when we do this, we will never be able to discuss and listen. Compare this to the servants at the wedding of Cana of Galilee. Those people never heard about Jesus, what he can do. Saint Mary, when she said to them, "Do and whatever he says to you, do it," they were able to listen. They did not dismiss her and saying, "What are you talking about? What this man can do for us? We have a crisis here and have a problem. Leave us alone." They didn't do this. They listened. And when he said to them, "Fill these pots with water," they didn't know what's going to happen, but still they were able to listen and they yielded to him. And that's why they saw the miracle happening. Nathanael, one of the disciples of the Lord Christ, he has his mindset, nothing good comes from Galilee. That's it. When he was invited, we see him saying, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nazareth of Galilee? Who is going to come from there? He started his discussion with a conclusion. His mind was set, but he was able again to listen. Then he said, Philip said to him, "Come and see. Try. Before you conclude on something, maybe you need to test it yourself." Nathanael did, and he was able to come to the knowledge of the Lord Christ. Those who are willing to learn also, they apply their experience. When I have an experience, this should add to my knowledge. Next time, I should do it differently. The man born blind answered the Pharisees, saying, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. I can think this way. You are telling me this man is a sinner? I do not know about this. But I have an experience. I tested, and I know that I was blind, and this man did something great with me." Those who are willing to learn, they apply what they learn. That's why they do not do the same mistake over and over and over. Unfortunately, we fall into this many times. Compare this to Balaam. To Balaam, a donkey spoke and said, rebuked him. Many times he tried to curse Israel and it didn't work. Still, he didn't learn from this. And he went and he gave advice to the king of Moab to let Israel be cursed from God. Compare this to Samson. He had experience with Delilah 3 times. Every time she asks him, "What is the secret behind your might?" And he answers, and she tried to get him to fall into the hands of the Philistines. This was not enough for him to learn. his experience was not enough to make him to be cautious with this lady. Unfortunately, his experience didn't teach him anything. That's why he fell in the hands of his enemies. Look at the lesson given by Saint Peter when he was with the Lord Christ on Lake Tiberias, and he inquired about Saint John the Beloved, why this man is following us. The Lord said to him, just mind your business. This is not something you care about. You follow me. Then we see Saint Peter applying the experience, instructing us in his first epistle that we should not be busybodies in other people's affairs. Those who are willing to learn, they always seek to check themselves with others. Maybe I need to ask somebody else. Of course, others means most of the people whom I trust their opinion. Sometimes we have only one source. I check with the person whom I know he is going to approve me. And this is not, of course, this is not counseling. St. Paul says about this, and I went up by revelation and communicated to them, to the apostles, that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain. He checked his teaching with the apostles. If I'm saying something wrong, correct me. I would be willing to yield. This is a man who is willing to learn. I ask, I take counsel and advice, and I see, what do you think of what I'm doing? What do you think of what I'm saying? Those who are willing to learn also, they are willing to try. I am willing to try because I want to know. I want to know, so I do not want to stay spiritually blind. The Lord Christ, when he, for the first time, went to the boat of St. Peter and he tried as professional fishermen to catch fish and it didn't work, then we see that the Lord said, come, and when Peter had come down out of the boat, this is about St. Peter, when he walked on the water, the Lord came walking on the water, and this was something new. He wanted to learn it, and that's why he was able to try. And in this, the occasion where the disciples learned to catch the fish, they did something again as their experience. When the Lord said to them, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. It's again as what they learned, that they, when they want to catch fish, they should not go into the deep. They were willing to learn, and that's why they were willing to try something new. Many times we hear this, why don't you try this? Why not to try to fast this way? Why not to have this experience in prayers? Why not to have to try coming early to the church? If I'm willing to learn, I will get some kind of maybe. Let me try this. If I already made up my mind, this is how I'm going to live, then I will never be able to learn something new. How this virtue, willingness to learn, can help us? Definitely, this will clear the blind spots. What we do not see. So we don't go spiritually blind while assuming that we see and we know everything. It's very hard to acknowledge that I have blind spots. I'm not seeing them. If I am a teachable person, definitely these blind spots are going to be cleared. The Pharisees were not able to do this. We do not want to listen that this man is good. They lived and died thinking that this man is not from God. This virtue also is the way for us to change and grow in our relationships. How can I change if I already my mind is set and I know what is right and I have already my mind set about whom the people around me are? This list are for the evil people and that's it. I'm not willing even to think about it. How can I change by then? How if I made up my mind that my wife is evil or my husband is not a wise person, that I can change or I think differently about those people? Something for us also, that when we are willing to learn something new, maybe people change. This virtue preserves our humility as it keeps me always a disciple. The Pharisees were teachers, and that's why when a man born blind was born blind, to tell them something, what are you talking about? We are the teachers. You are teaching us today. A disciple is a person who is willing always to learn. No matter how much he grew in knowledge or in experience, still I'm willing to learn. This will keep my humility. This virtue keeps us always hopeful and never losing heart. If I will learn something tomorrow, this for sure is going to change me. This is the thing that sometimes we lose it along the way in our struggle, when we think that I'm not going to change. This is whom I am. Things will always look like this, and things will always be like miserable. And I cannot win, simply because this is how things are. Willingness to learn gives us hope. Maybe this is how the case today, but maybe tomorrow I will learn something new. Maybe God is going to touch me in a certain way. I will have a new experience. I will live with it, and tomorrow is going to be different. This virtue will make us easier people to deal with. I think that many of the companies, they have as one of the assets in their people is when this person is willing to learn. I remember this when, like, my manager used to say that I would hire any person who have just the enough experience, but above all is willing to learn. I am sure that one day he is going to get whatever I want him to do. Being stubborn, having our mindset, always thinking that we know it all, and we are not correctable, we are not teachable, will make us difficult people to deal with. Actually, people will find that I cannot get around this person in any way. Learning this will make us easier people and people to deal with, and we'll be able to cooperate with others. The lesson for us today in this Sunday is that if I want my eyes open, I should be always willing to learn. And in order for me to be willing to learn, let us remind ourselves, this is in common among those willing to learn. They do not despise any source of teaching. They yield to reason. They are willing to listen. They apply their experience. They always seek to check themselves with others, and they are willing to try. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.